James, good to see you again. How are you?
Hi Sarah, good to see you too. I'm a little nervous to be honest.
Nervous? Why?
These things always make me nervous for some reason. I always feel like maybe I haven't been doing well enough and I'm about to get yelled at.
Well, you'll be happy to know that it's not the case. In fact, the feedback I've gotten from everyone around you has been almost exclusively positive.
Really? That's a relief.
Yes, Marcus says you're one of the best assistant managers he's ever had.
Well, that's great. Although, to be honest, I'm pretty surprised to hear that.
Really? How so?
Well, I just feel like there are a lot of areas where I have some room for improvement.
Such as?
How do I put this? I feel like I'm not good at keeping a professional distance between me and the team members. We're almost like friends.
Isn't that a good thing? Last year, when you accepted this position, I was under the impression that you wanted this job specifically for the social contact. What's wrong with getting along with the people you work with?
The problem is, you have to keep a certain distance from people when you're a manager.
Assistant manager.
Yes, assistant manager.
And you feel like you're too close to the team?
That's right. Marcus has told me several times not to become too friendly with them and not to go out with them for beers after work. But to be honest, I didn't really listen. Then, a few months ago, we were told that we needed to downgrade half the team from full-time contracts to part-time contracts. I had to tell them all, and well, that didn't go well. Let's just say I don't get invited for after-work drinks anymore.
It's interesting you mentioned that, because that incident was specifically mentioned by Marcus. He said the way you handled that showed that you have what it takes to be a great manager. He did say you got too close to your team, but he also said everyone makes that mistake at least once. He also said that you did a great job of dealing with the payroll dispute last year.